The gentleman who combined to win it 2 years later are John Proven, the owner and trainer, Dr. Richard Newland, who won it with Pinot de Rey 2 years ago. And here we are back again, John. What a special moment that was.
Yes, it was exceptionally special. To have a horse that can compete in the Grand National is something very, very special. So coming here again to have Pinot running in a National is something that is what dreams are made of. To win a Grand National is something different again, obviously, but our little horse will go there and he'll take us to the races once more and hopefully we'll have a big day.
He is a little horse, and although he might not be the best jumper in the world, Richard Newland, he's won the Grand National and he's got a lot of heart.
Yeah, it's hard to make out, really. I mean, he's been in two Nationals, he's jumped around twice, and obviously he's won it, but he's been in two Beaches and he's not got past the first circuit. But I think he with the right jockey on top and getting in a good rhythm, he wants to do it for you. He's very nice and forward going, why not?
Now, I bowled that up to Phil Smith saying, what would you think if a past Grand National winner didn't get into the race? He says he thinks you ought to. You're way more confident than that, aren't you?
Well, I hope so. I mean, funnily enough, our other horse, Royal Knight, was the last one in last year off 139, and he was that's the highest it's ever been to be the last one. And he's 142 today, and people are telling me he's not going to get in. So I hope they're all wrong. Funnily enough, Phil rang me and said, Pinot de Rey said, I was expecting the call, actually, and he rang me and he said, he's off 141. He said, I'm going to put you up because it's important to get you in the race. I'm doing you a big favour.
It's kind of what I thought, but he's still not guaranteed it.
Well, yeah, he said all that. But at the same time, I think he wasn't that keen to let a horse run that won it off 143, run off £2 lower 2 years later. So, but he tells me he's done me a big favour, so I'm sure he's right.
You've had an incredibly successful career in the medical profession, incredibly successful business career and a training career. But how did the Grand National change your life, if at all, Richard?
Well, it's absolutely awesome. It's incredible. When I got involved in the sport at a late stage. I'm very lucky. I feel a bit of an imposter, really. Just a huge enthusiast for the sport. So when you start off, you start thinking, you know, what do you want to achieve, what you can do? I can't be champion trainer. We only have a small number of horses. But, you know, to win a race like the National, it's the number one race that everyone in jump racing wants to win. It's great to hear AP say it earlier. Owner, trainer, jockey, it's the same for all of us who want to win it. So, you know, winning it was absolutely unbelievable. And after, it took a little while actually to sort of afterwards to get back, think, well, do I want to run in the 230 at Toaster? And eventually they think, well, there's only one thing to do, try and win it again. So that's what we're going to try and do.
And win the 230 at Toaster while you're at it, which you probably did. Richard Newland and John Proven, best of luck again. Of course, Pinot de Rey not completed two Beecher chases. Cornelius, you're with a man who's won a Beecher chase.
Absolutely. Jimmy Moffat is here today with Highland Lodge, his owner Simon Wilson and family as well. Lovely to see you all here. And Highland Lodge's win over the fences, the Beecher Chase last November. It was a most stormy day, wasn't it? We'll come on to that in a second, but what a fabulous day for you and your stable.
It was a great thrill. He obviously did the job very well, jumped well, led from the front, we were very happy with him.
And when he went past the winning post and you into the winner's enclosure, I could just see it on your face. You were so chuffed, so proud.
Well, Simon's been a wonderful owner, and it was fantastic for him and his family. Obviously over the moon, great race.
We were on Merseyside and it was quite a rough day. You're from Cumbria where you train. I think it was Storm Desmond arriving, wasn't it? And that devastated the county of Cumbria, and you were affected by it as well.
It certainly affected Cumbria quite badly. It got away fairly quickly on the hills and what have you, but it was bad. We haven't seen it as bad as that for a while. Didn't affect me personally, but
getting home must have been a bit rough.
Well, I was glad. The wagon's got a bit of ground clearance, so we were okay.
And you trained near Cartmel, and am I right in thinking you couldn't actually get the racing post to read about your exploits on the Sunday?
There's only a small problem, really, isn't it? But yeah.
Well, if your house is flooded, obviously.
Yeah, of course, yeah. But no, we were semi-cut off for a couple of days.
But the racing post came good and got you one in the post?
They were very good. I received one from Ireland as well, an Irish racing post, so it's pretty good.
And just paint a bit of a picture of your... So you're near Cartmel in Cumbria. Just paint a bit of a picture of your stable and your numbers, that kind of thing.
Well, we have about 20, 25 horses, and our gallop overlooks the village of Cartmel with the... on the far side of the village is the race course, and obviously the 12th century church in the middle of all that. So it's very pretty.
Very pretty. Painted it beautifully. So what about the picture for Aintree? You're probably going to get into the... You've got, what, 10 stone 2, haven't you? You're probably going to get in.
Yeah, well, he just did that so well in the Beecher. Simon feels that we want to go straight for the National. I don't want to undo in anything. He's a horse that runs well fresh. And obviously, if you watch that race again, he did it very, very well. Jumped. You wouldn't see a horse jump better than that. So we're going to go straight there with a fresh horse. We're training for the race. He's on running rails now. We're pretty confident
that he'll get there and everything will be good.
Yeah, we're I wasn't much of a jump jockey at all. I only rode a couple of winners over fences.
Well, one was at Cheltenham, I think.
It was over hurdles, mind, you know, not over fences. But I think he's just such a good jumper of a fence that, going there, we've got every confidence, and he'll perform well and do a good job.
Yeah. And final thought for your yard, not the highest profile of yards, from Cumbria, which has been so ravaged by the weather of late, to go, if you could go to Aintree on that day and everything worked out, the horse ran well or whatever, how good would that be?
Oh, it's like any trainer. You know, we've all been in the job a long time, and these are the high points you work for. I dare say if he was in a bigger yard with maybe a hat full of big winners, as opposed to a small yard with only a two or three high-profile winners, he'd be probably a lot shorter odds than he is. But it makes no odds to us with the horse. He's in good shape, and we're very happy with him. We wouldn't swap him.
So you're there for the smaller guy, and indeed for the north of England and Scotland, which we know the northern Scottish racing circuit not in particularly rude health.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, look, lovely to see you all here today. Thanks for chatting, and good luck all the way through to April the 9th.
Thank you. Cheers.